I'm Stacey Yelton, and thank goodness Kelly Ritchie is here, and she can talk for a minute.
Yes, I can. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, whatever you want to talk
about. It's good to be home, and the sun is shining, and I'm just thrilled. It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you. And your life has just gone completely down a different path since the last time you were here.
Yes, it has.
Do tell.
Well, we just launched a new website today. It is live, kellyritchie.com, K-E-L-L-Y-R-I-C-H-E-Y. Really excited about that. I decided to step away from the band after over 25 years of touring. I decided to take at least a year off and see, you know, refresh, see what I was meant to do next, and give myself the time to do that. And I'm really thankful for that opportunity. And I've been working for several years now to build a studio. We just completed that back of the house. It's windows all the way around. It's just beautiful. It's a great place to come off the road, go to, refresh, do yoga, write, record, and I'm just having a blast. I've got about 20 new songs in the works. I'm doing a lot of soundscape, ambient, basically creating loops and rhythms and beats. I've always played keyboards. I started out on keyboards, so I'm playing keyboards. I've played drums. I'm, you know, programming drums and soundscape music. Ambient music, that's what I've been listening to for the last 5 or 6 years. That's what I feel called to do. And so I released a new song on the website today called It's Our World. And I've also been doing life coaching. I am a dream coach, helping people to identify what their dreams are and how to achieve them, how to put a stake in the ground and get, you know, things accomplished that maybe they thought they weren't worthy of, or, oh, I'd love to do that, but I can't, or they don't have the support. And then also a purpose coach. I have found, although I thought I knew my purpose in life and would have probably put up a pretty good argument about that, I came to find in this last couple of years that I didn't really know my purpose. I knew what my talents were. I knew what I enjoyed doing. But somewhere along the line, the dream that I had to play music had become a bit of a nightmare, you know, constant touring, constant travel, never home, you know, just so many places that I'd go, people are saying, oh, that's such a beautiful place. It's like, well, we didn't get to see it. You know, we were there 10 minutes before time to set up. We played, we took showers, we got back in the van, drove another 20 hours. So, you know, this thing that I had, you know, created for myself to play music and to really want to inspire people, I had started to become very burned out. And I thought, you know, this just isn't what music is supposed to be, this thing that used to bring me so much love and happiness. If I'm going to bless other people or play music that's going to bring something positive into their life, I need to reboot, so to speak. And I found that my purpose wasn't far off from what I thought it was, but you don't have to play music a certain way just because that's the way you've always done it. You really can follow your heart. You really can have a dream and achieve it. And I'm just so thankful to be experiencing that freedom and to have had the support that I needed to be able to take some steps and break out of a mold that I've been in for a long time and that served me well, and I enjoyed, and I created that mold.
Oh, that's right. We've always got to stop back and say, oh, I did that.
I drove my car right where I parked. And, you know, and that's great. But we do have a GPS system. We can put in a new address. We can relocate. And, you know, I've enjoyed all that I've done so far. But when it was starting to get, you know, I think there's something more, I'm just really thankful that I've had the opportunity to explore that. And I find that there is. And so this year I'm going to be writing and recording. It's my goal to put up a new song every other week. And then towards the end of the year, the best of those songs, I'll create a record and release that however it's supposed to happen. I'm tired of pushing a rope.
There you go. They're kind of, they're a little difficult to push.
They are. And if it could be done, I could tell you how to do it, but it's not the best way. But yeah, no, I'm very happy.
And this is such a departure for you. I was honored that you let me hear a little bit of what you've been working on. And thank you so much for bringing the song to the studio. Do you mind if we play it?
I would love that. I would love that. You know, this was the first radio show, WUKY, almost 20 years ago. It's the first radio station that I had ever been on. Mm-hmm. As, you know, myself, free up from stealing horses or anything else. And I was on with David Farmer on his blues show. And that was really exciting. You know, I was just getting started. And so it's wonderful to play this song for people for the first time on this radio station. That is an honor for me.
All right. And tell us the name of the song.
It's called It's Our World.
Okay. Brand new from Kelly Ritchie on WUKY.
Thank you.
new from Kelly Ritchie. It's Our World, 91.3 WUKY. I'm Stacey Yelton, and as Terry Gross would say, in case you're just joining us, my guest is Kelly Ritchie. So, right to the next new thing that you're doing in your life is you're playing at a mega church.
Yes, I got a call yesterday from my friend Robbie Ryder. For those of you that might be familiar with Katie Ryder, who passed away a few years ago, it was his sister. Katie was Robbie's sister, and Robbie and I have been working together now for a while. Excuse me. He is training me in some of my software, and he's just a fabulous musician, a wonderful person. But he does the music at Crossroads. He's one of their main music leaders, and he called the other day and he said, "We're in a bind. The guy that was supposed to play guitar on Freebird has backed out on us. We're wondering if you'd come play for five of our services."
Five.
Five, yes. 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, Freebird? Jesus. Well, we're going to try. So I went yesterday, and they had me up on this huge 20-foot platform with drummers on each side. And, wow, what a production that church has. It's quite a production.
And that's in Cincinnati, right?
That is in Cincinnati, okay. Yes. And it'll be a lot of fun. They have a great music piece put together that morning, and that's the tail end of it. And it's going to be a big bang. So I got a kick out of that. That'll be a lot of fun. I'm playing services Saturday night, two services, and then three services Sunday morning, so that'll be fun.
Wow. Well, you do have your guitar, so...
Yes. Something new, something old?
You pick.
Okay.
Josh just left. He was going to scream for you to play Freebird, but he's not here, so don't feel any pressure. I think you should play whatever you want to play.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to play a song I haven't gotten to play in a while. It's an old blues song, kind of Billie Holiday style, song called Trouble in Mind. Some lonesome railroad ties. Let the blues overtake me. I'll rock those blues right on mother. Don't you know she told me I done wrong.
down now, honey. Oh, I think it's time you right your wrong. Whoa, I'm gonna buy me a rocking chair. Yes, now, baby, I'll take it now. Sit right down. Yeah, I'll let those blues overtake me. I'll rock those blues right on down.
Live on WUKY. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me launch my new website and play a song and chat with you a little bit. It's great to see you, and thanks for all the support you give me.
You are so welcome. Brand new website up and live today, kellyrichey.com, KellyRichey.com.
I know your family because you can spell my name. Cousin.
That's right, cousin. We'll get into that in our next interview.
Chapter two.
It's bound to happen, and it'll happen first on WUKY.
Yes,
thanks again, Kelly.
You're very welcome. Thank you.